You're here live with DJ Sodfett here on Mutant Radio. Also, we have Vacho in the studio.
Hello. So, can you tell a bit what you played, like the last two or three records?
Yeah, I played, I think after Echovania, the track that was called Kwame Nkrumah, the album mix, the really dubby one. I played Bronx Dogs. Yes, I did. I played Bronx Dogs. It's called... I looked for it for 20 years before I found it. It's called The Yeah... The Way of Funk. Sorry. 212 The Way of Funk by Bronx Dogs. Insanely good. I looked for it for 20 years. You guys can get it for free. Here you go. And then I played a track from my upcoming album, Clone, called DJ Sodfett and the Colors of Computer-Generated Instruments. It's been in making for a while. Music has been ready for many years. We're working on the cover, like I always say. But as you can hear, it's not only that stuff that's coming out. It's also this new material on Vania. We just dropped a Vania MK2. It's at Vodcast. It's with me, Lars Erik Morillo, or LA 2000, Ronnie Nyheim, and Sarati Fix. There's an upcoming album as well, and also this one that I made together with LNS. It's called Airwaves, and it's Vania MK4 exclusive here on Mutant Radio. In the mix with DJ Saltfoot at Mutant Radio. I've been playing for about an hour or so, haven't I? Ish, I don't know. Yeah, Vahu is taking over in a few minutes.
Yeah, it's been a bit more than 1 hour of very, very, very nice music. Thanks for that. I'm going to put a couple of records down.
Vahu is mixing and speaking, so I'm going to reveal him on that task. We're going to continue a little bit here on Mutant Radio. Very nice evening. Thanks for listening.
Closer than you ever can imagine us. Let's get close. Closer, yeah. Closer than you ever can imagine.
Listening to Mutant Radio with Sotfet and Vacho in a little bit of a back-to-back session here now, right?
Yeah, it looks like it. Turned into a little back-to-back session.
Finally.
we're close to the end. Thanks for listening for the first Ask a Spaceman show, but now with talks, and this time we will listen to and talk with DJ Sotofet. So thanks for coming, and hopefully we'll see each other again next year on 4GB when it will be time to celebrate, and then yeah, you'll see how we like to celebrate on 4GB.
I've seen you celebrate many times before, and I'm looking forward to the next time, that's for sure. And thanks again for the invitation. Even though it was a different trip than planned, it was a very nice trip until now, and we're just halfway.
Yeah, which is good. So you're gonna put the last track, and can you tell us a few words about it? Maybe a bit small intro or outro, intro, outro.
It's the guy that made Vamdu Project, King of My Castle. He made so much other good music. This is the Ananda Project featuring Galeo Addison. Personally, I have a little bit problem with some of the Ananda Project tracks. There's an insanely good Idiot Boys remix, and they were supposed to come and I was supposed to bring it. One of the best remixes that are out there, period. There is only a bad pressing of it, so if this says bad pressing on Discogs, still fucking buy it, because it's great track. And they all sound in the beginning. Don't worry about that. It's about the music. But now I'm gonna play another Ananda Project track that is originally maybe not the best, but this is Vamdu's Journey to Color Mix. And let me just put it on the right side. This is a remix by Chris Brann, Vamdu Project's guy. Follow this one. It's really, really, really good. Very, very nice. So thanks for having me and listening to me.
Yeah, thanks for the music. Everyone keep safe. There we go.
swept away with no helping hand. The music is weak and back to dry land. As sun rises, of color slip right through your hand. And as sunset, the clouds turn back into sand. But when night falls, you find you swept away with no helping hand. But the music is weak and back to dry land. As sun rises, of color slip right through your hand. And as sunset, the clouds turn back into sand. But when night falls, you find you swept away.
Welcome to Verizon Wireless. While roaming on this system, you must include the area code of the number you're calling. Please try your call again. 0170002. Announcement 10.
And a very good evening to everybody. The program is Off the Hook. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you on this Wednesday evening, joined by Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Out in Signal Land, we have Rob T. Firefly.
Good evening.
We have Gila.
Good evening.
And we have Alex.
That's right. Good evening.
Now, Alex, I understand you've had quite an adventurous week with some kind of victory you'd like to share with us.
I have, actually. I have had quite a week. It has been pretty adventurous, I think, but some good stuff to report, as usual. I have, last week I took on another habeas matter, another petition for writ of habeas corpus on behalf of an ICE detainee. And I won this case on Tuesday, I think, really, in record time. I mean, I filed this thing on Thursday night, and then on Tuesday, actually, no, it was Monday night, I got an order from Judge Vargas at the Southern District of New York. It was around 10:30 at night. So it was really about 4 days from filing to the immediate release of this ICE detainee. And I'm glad you brought this up too, Emmanuel, because there's a lot, I think, to unpack here in terms of what's happening with respect to ICE. And that's not political. It's very systematic in many ways. So if you think about this, this is 4 days from filing the petition for writ of habeas corpus to release. And let me tell you about this guy who was in ICE detention. He was 22 years old. He came here through a coyote from El Salvador. He and his brother, his older brother, used a coyote to get into the United States and then turned themselves in at the Mexican border because they were recruited by a gang in El Salvador called Barrio 18. And Barrio 18 wanted them to become gang members. They refused, and Barrio 18 then murdered their father. And it was at that point that they sought to come to the United States. And that was 10 years ago. So they've been in this country for 10 years. And then on New Year's Day, this 22-year-old was picked up at the Long Island Railroad train station and held for basically what was about 4 months in detention, almost 4 months in detention. And really all he needed was somebody to show up and assert his rights.
Can I just ask one question, Alex? You say he's 22 now. That means he was 12 when he came to the border and
that's right.
Turned himself into the authorities.
Yeah, he was 12. That's right. Yeah. 12, maybe 13 years old. And he and his older brother was a couple of years older than him. And so it's a tragic story, but we got him out. He had been sitting there, though, for 4 months, just about 4 months, right? And all he needed, quite literally, man, was somebody to show up and file a petition for a writ of habeas corpus, right? But the issue here that's a systematic problem is that the reason why he's out is because we drew a judge from the Southern District of New York that was a favorable judge, right? So that's why the government had conceded. She had already ruled on this issue about whether or not ICE could use a particular statute to detain people in a mandatory way that most courts in this country, including the Southern District of New York, had said, no, ICE, you're not allowed to do that. So this judge had already ruled in a couple of cases against ICE. So the government conceded. And when the government conceded, it was Monday night. I will never forget it. They conceded at around 10:20 p.m. By 10:25 p.m., Judge Vargas had already issued the memorandum, opinion, and order, ordering the immediate release of this ICE detainee. Literally, that's all it took. It was like minutes afterwards. It was unbelievable. But here's the problem, though. I have another client, another case that I've been handling now for quite a while.